And a good Wednesday morning to you. Hump Day coming up soon on the Mary Griffith Show. We'll be talking about a railroad car excursion. Yes, passenger train travel back from the 1940s and 50s. That's coming up a little bit later on the Mary Griffith Show. But as we all know, on Wednesday mornings, we talk about Arts Quincy, the Quincy Society of Fine Arts. And Laura Sievert joins us. She's the executive director of the group. And there is so much going on, as always. And one of the things that I think is one of the great things down in Hannibal is the Music Under the Stars. And Hurricane Ruth is blowing into town Thursday night, I understand, Laura.
Absolutely. This is such a great opportunity. And I talk about it all the time, but there are so many free opportunities in the tri-states for people to take advantage of. And this Music Under the Stars series, it's every Thursday night through the summer at 7 p.m. on Historic Hill Street in Hannibal, is one of those opportunities. It's free. Bring your family down. It will cost you nothing to throw out a blanket and bring your picnic lunch with you and watch this great, great act.
There's a nice natural slope there, Hill Street, go figure. And it's wonderful because it's all different genres of music. So it might be country one week, it might be rock and roll the next week, who knows. But this week it's Hurricane Ruth, and she'll perform tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, free of charge, right there on Historic Hill Street in front of the boyhood home of Mark Twain. And again, everybody from all over the area is welcome. There's absolutely no admission. And then you can stay and kind of stroll around downtown Hannibal, and there's a lot to see and do in downtown Hannibal.
Absolutely. It's a great place to go. And speaking of great places to go, for free to see another great concert, the Quincy Park Band has a show this Sunday, and it's a really special one, Mary. We've got the Nauvoo Bagpipers that are going to join the Quincy Park Band. They've done this the last couple of years, and it's just such an interesting show. If you're just used to the standard Sousa marches and things like this, this is going to blow your mind. It's a whole different thing, having those bagpipers there.
It's free of charge, 6:30 at Madison Park. And, of course, with bagpipers, you can probably be anywhere within a five-block radius of the park and at least hear their portion of it. Quincy Park Band performs most every Wednesday, most every Sunday. There are exceptions. And, of course, they do have a rain venue. So go to quincyparkband.com if you're ever concerned that maybe the weather's not looking good. You can go to quincyparkband.com, and they will tell you where they're having the concert that night, because they very rarely cancel. They just move to an alternate site.
That's right, and the alternate site happens to be a brand new, just as of yesterday, partner organization for Arts Quincy, which is the Crack Center. So the Crack Center offers some amazing music and arts opportunities, and we're so happy to bring them on board. This may be the first time I've mentioned it in public, but they're a brand new partner. So.
Fantastic. Welcome aboard the Crack Center to Arts Quincy, because they certainly had their share of art classes and things at the Crack Center, so that is fantastic. So Music Under the Stars, Thursday night at 7 in Hannibal with Hurricane Ruth. Quincy Park Band, Sunday night at 6:30 in Madison Park with the Nauvoo Bagpipers joining them. Quincy Community Theater, Sister Act's getting ready to open, and you're giving away tickets? What is this?
You know, I heard the tickets are getting kind of hard to get. So Arts Quincy scooped up a pair early, and you can enter to win them on our Facebook page. So one of the spares is for the opening Saturday night, so that's a really scarce ticket.
Wow, yes, that's sold out.
We're giving it away on Friday, so get on our Facebook page today, and you just have to like our page and make a comment to be entered to win. And like I said, two pairs. And if you are still interested in going, there are some nights that are not sold out, but it's a hot ticket. So
it is a hot ticket, and it opens July 21st, which is a Thursday evening. So this ticket, these tickets would be for the first Saturday, which would be July 23rd, if my math is correct. And that's the night I always go to the Quincy Community Theater. So go to the Facebook page of Arts Quincy and enter to win a pair of tickets. You're actually giving away two pairs.
Two pairs. If you're going to buy tickets, oneqct.org or the box office, and I would do it sooner than later.
I would definitely do it today, because what always happens is people say, but I really wanted to go. Well, we're sorry. The tickets have been on sale for 2 weeks. You need to, because they may add a performance, but they're not sure because it's such a big cast. Everybody has to be able to come. That's
right.
Not always that easy to do. One thing I wanted to mention, too, because the Quincy Arts Center Down and Dirty Date Night is coming up. It is on a Friday night, July 15th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Quincy Arts Center. This is something kind of interesting that they're doing. It's truly a date night, but you and your date create pottery together, kind of a la Ghost.
A la Ghost, that's exactly.
Crazy.
That's exactly.
And you bring your own beverages and get dirty, down and dirty, throwing on the wheel. And this has been a very popular event at the Art Center.
It's absolutely. And, you know, that the Art Center's got something going on all the time, so make sure you're checking their calendar out, too. This Down and Dirty Date Night, I actually would like to get to with my husband because I just think it's such a great idea. I'm sort of the artsy person, and I can't imagine him throwing pottery, but they're going to show you. You know, they're going to get you guys both involved. And anytime you're doing a fun activity with your spouse is just a good thing for your whole marriage.
And if the pottery looks great, then it's, you know, and if it looks not so great, it's an impressionistic.
It's modern
art.
Yeah,
it's modern art. That's right. There's no way to go wrong. So give the Quincy Arts Center a call at 223-5900 or just go to quincyartscenter.com. Congratulations on getting the Croc Center along as a member. You had your annual meeting last night. How did that go?
Oh, gosh. It was a real celebration of where we've been and a look forward to the future of where we're going. Arts Quincy is really a facilitator and a collaborator with all of these. There's 59, so now I get to say 59 organizations, and we're just trying to bring arts to everybody. It's about access. It's about every corner of this community, seeing the free events, events like the ticketed events for the community theater. We are so rich in the arts and theater and music and humanities here. I just want to shout it from the rooftops and tell everybody that there's something for you out there. We sure appreciate everybody who puts on these events, and we'll hope to connect those audiences with those people. To see these events and all of our events, artsquincy.org has all of our great calendars. So
yeah, and you can also be on the mailing list. If you're a member, you get it mailed right to your home. So artsquincy.org, artsquincy.org is where you'll find everything you need to know about Arts Quincy, the Society of Fine Arts. Thank you very much, Laura Sievert, for being my guest.
Sure, nice to be here today.
I made a big sneeze right in the middle of that. Thank you, Laura, for being my guest today. And every Wednesday morning at 9:15, of course, the Mary Griffith Show dedicates the first portion of the show to the arts. And we're happy to do that because there's so much going on. Thank
you're a terrific partner, Mary. Thank you.
Coming up, we're going to talk railroads with a man who likes to take passenger excursions through our area on old-time rail vehicles. I'm joined via the phone lines for our next segment of the Mary Griffith Show by Robert Taburn, and he is part of the Rail Rangers organization, and they're going to be doing something very interesting. If you're a railroad enthusiast, you'll definitely want to listen up. This is your chance to ride the rails in luxury from the 1940 era. Welcome to the show, Robert Taburn. Glad to have you along.
Hey, good morning, Mary, and good morning, everybody in the tri-state region.
Let's talk a little bit about what the Rail Rangers are. We'll just cover that briefly, then we'll talk about this big chance people have to ride the rails.
Yeah, thank you. Rail Rangers, we're a nonprofit 501c3 organization. We're based out in La Plata, Missouri, just south of Kirksville, and we provide narration services and route guide services on private rail cars.
And so these are just like a charter flight would be. This is a charter train, right?
Exactly. It's historic rail cars that Amtrak and some of the other railroads have sold off back in the 70s. And very well-to-do individuals have bought these rail cars, put millions of dollars restoring them, and are giving the public a chance to ride on these train cars. And we do the narration. We provide route guides and kind of tell people what they're seeing outside their window and as part of our nonprofit educational group.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. So a chance to literally ride the rails in cars from the 1940s and 1950s, which have been fully restored. So it's definitely going to be first class all the way.
It is. A lot of people who do take these trips rode these cars back in the 1940s and 50s, so it's a nostalgia thing for a lot of them. And then they take their grandkids, maybe kids or grandkids, to experience riding the rails like they did back in the day.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how local folks can get involved. Can you explain the excursions that are coming up? We have Amtrak service, of course, to Quincy, and those are on modern rail cars. Twice a day, Amtrak arrives here. So let's talk about the route that is being taken and how people get a reservation to be on these nostalgic train trips.
Exactly. Well, we have two exciting trips. These trips are, first of all, these are very rare opportunities. The cars cost a lot to operate, insurance, so they don't operate a lot. And we're not only do we have one excursion, we have two excursions coming up here in September and October. They're very different excursions. So the first one is a weekend trip that you'll be able to take. This is the weekend of September 9th to the 11th. And we're putting this out there now because we only have a handful of seats left for some of these trips. People are eating them up, buying the tickets, very excited to go. These trips will start in Chicago, leaving Friday, September 9th at 3 p.m. Now, if you don't want to head all the way into Chicago, if you live down near Quincy, you do have the opportunity to hop on at some of their intermediate stops like Princeton, Mendota, or Galesburg, or even Fort Madison. And what you'll do is you'll ride the rails all the way to La Plata, Missouri, and then you'll get off at about 8 o'clock or so on that Friday evening. And then as part of the package, you get free transfers to the hotel. You'll be staying at the rail-themed Depot Inn and Suites in La Plata for two nights. And then our nonprofit is offering folks a guided tour all day Saturday of some of the sites of Missouri. We'll go to Marceline, the hometown of Walt Disney, and visit his museum. And we'll meet a curator there. She met Walt Disney as a little girl. He drew cartoons for her, and she now owns the old Disney farm. And she will come and speak with our group exclusively and kind of meet our travelers. And then we'll do a cookout, come back to La Plata, do a cookout, visit an Amish bakery and an Amish store. And then we head back to your destination on Sunday, September the 11th. And the train will go all the way to Chicago, but it does make stops again along the way, wherever is convenient for folks in the tri-state to hop on, Fort Madison, Galesburg, or Mendota, Princeton area. Or if they'd like to go all the way to Chicago, they could definitely join us for that.
Well, that sounds really fantastic. So you're basically riding to La Plata, enjoying the sights and sounds in and around La Plata, and then heading back on the Sunday, September 9th to 11th, is the excursion. Now, I'm afraid to ask almost how much it costs, because Amtrak tickets from Quincy to Chicago are pretty cheap. I'm almost hesitant to ask, but what is the charge for this? Because this is something that's not going to happen every day.
Yeah, and before I tell you the cost, I'll preface it and say all the things that you do get. You do get five meals that are included, two gourmet meals on the rail car, a cookout along the tracks, and you get two breakfasts included. You do get the van tour, two nights at the hotel, which normally retails for over $100 a night on the weekends, and then the rail car trips. Now, if you start in Chicago, the price per person double occupancy for these trips is $6.99. Which might sound a little steep, but the thing is we are a nonprofit who are sponsoring these, so really the profit margins aren't a lot for the insurance and for the restoration and everything of these cars and for two nights hotel. I think it's actually a pretty good deal. Regular Amtrak fare to La Plata, Missouri and back, if you were to ride the Southwest Chief train, is $250 just for coach. And then the hotel itself would cost you $200. So really $450 if you did this yourself without any of the meals or the tours or anything. So it's actually a good deal if you kind of look at the costs, I believe.
Well, absolutely. And I can tell you this right now. Now we all know, listening, how cheap it is to ride the train from Quincy to Chicago. Because let me tell you, it's nothing like that. But this is interesting because this is a regular rail line used by Amtrak. Now, these 1940s and 1950s restored cars, who's pulling the train? Is it an Amtrak engine?
Yeah, it's an Amtrak train. So these historic cars are actually put on the rear of the Amtrak, the normal Amtrak train. And then another reason why your line there from Quincy to Chicago is so relatively inexpensive is because the state of Illinois subsidizes
right.
it immensely. And this line is not state subsidized because it goes through three different states. So that's another bump up for the cost. But these cars will actually be on the back of the Amtrak train.
So it's just a great opportunity to do something that, let's face it, you're not going to have the opportunity to do very often. September 9th to 11th, a trip from Chicago, or you can hop on at Fort Madison or Galesburg if that's more convenient for you down here. And it will take you to La Plata, and they've built a wonderful rail museum, and they have the hotel there and everything, and then the tour of the Disney farm and the other attractions, and then back. How can we get a reservation?
Sure. You can check out our website at and this is one word, www.railrangers.org. And there's information with a link on how you can purchase tickets, and also my email address and our phone number for more information is on there. And then if you have a moment, I could tell you about our other trip we're doing on October the 1st that also goes to La Plata.
We have more than a moment. We have plenty of time to do that. Do you mind hanging on while I take a commercial break, and then I'll be right back to you? Okay, I'm going to say you just hang on tight. We're talking with Robert Taborn from the Rail Rangers organization. We've got a trip going September 9th, 10th, and 11th. And there's another trip coming up in October. We'll hear about that in a moment. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My guest today, joining me via the phone lines, is Robert Taborn. And he is the executive director of the nonprofit Railroad History Group called the Rail Rangers, a participant and affiliate of the American Passenger Rail Heritage Foundation in La Plata, Missouri. And this is exciting because these private rail cars have been restored to their 1940s, 1950s splendor, and you, Average Joe, can take a ride on them with these two separate excursions that are going to be happening now through these months of September and October. So, Robert, tell us a little bit about the October excursion. Is it kind of a mirror copy, or is there something different about it?
Well, it's going to be a little different in the type of car we're running. On the September excursion that I just told you about before the break, it's going to be a full-length dome car, which has curved glass windows. The whole upper level of the car is completely glass, and you can see 360 degrees. So that's the September 9th through 11th trip. The October 1st trip will be a little different. First, it's the type of car it's going to be. It's going to be an open-end observation platform car, and maybe folks will... Maybe they don't know what that is, but if you think back to maybe the Harry Truman FDR days, they did whistle stop tours. I know they did some through Macomb and Quincy. It's on the back of the train in an open platform where you can stand out and enjoy the breeze and the rail. So that's the type of car that's going to be on this October 1st trip. Folks will be able to stand on the back platform, see the folks out in their fields and wave at them. It's going to be a great time.
It is, sounds fantastic. Now, I've been fortunate to ride on a domed car in Alaska, and also on that platform car. Again, in Alaska, it's nice. It's a wonderful way to really look and see, so you can choose which one you prefer. Are the prices about the same, and is the excursion, what, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd again?
No, but it's actually going to be, this is a one-way trip because the car is actually heading all the way out to Los Angeles. We are selling, it's a one-way day trip only on Saturday, October the 1st. And again, you can board in Chicago or anywhere down the line, Mendota, Princeton, Galesburg, Fort Madison. It's the same route, but it is a one-way excursion. So you can make your own arrangements for the hotel, and then it's you would take Amtrak or maybe have someone come pick you up, whatever works better for you. So it's a one-way trip. Dinner will be included, a narration from the Rail Rangers group. And from Chicago, the price for that is about $320 because it is a one-way trip versus the other being a full weekend package and a round-trip train fare.
Okay. And, of course, you can, you know, explore in La Plata and the surrounding area, maybe rent a car or something, but you can also catch regularly scheduled Amtrak service back if you want to go back to Chicago. So it's kind of intriguing. I find this to be very fascinating. Are there people today that still use these private rail cars? I mean, we know a lot of people have a private jet. Are there still, you know, rich barons of industry who maybe don't want to fly and have private rail cars, or is that really something from the last century and we're not going to see that kind of thing again?
There are very well-to-do individuals. Just up the road from us, about 40 miles where I'm based out of, across the border up in Wisconsin, there's a company called Charter Wire, and they have a whole string of private cars they use to kind of go around and impress clients. There are other well-to-do individuals who own these, use it for family functions. And then you can actually charter these out. My wife and I, 5 years ago, we chartered three of these cars for our wedding reception. We got married up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and we had our wedding reception on one of the dome cars, and we took our folks back to Chicago, all the people in our wedding party. So it was like one big party. But the nice thing, it's very expensive to charter those out, so it's really nice to have the opportunity to experience that without paying a five-figure price.
Wow, yes, indeed. you know, it's just amazing. So many people enjoy train travel across the United States. The automobile has taken, you know, some of the pleasure, I guess, out of train travel, because you can get there so much quicker, in a sense, by car, because you don't have to make any stops you don't want to make. But as I, about five summers ago, I took a trip with my girlfriend. We followed the Pony Express Trail all the way from St. Joseph, Missouri, out to Sacramento, California. And we were riding along the rails very much out in the western portion, especially. And you would see those rails zipping by at very high speed, going faster than my car certainly could go. So when you get out west, especially, it's a great way to see the wide open spaces, isn't it?
It is, and I'll let you in on a little secret, and I probably shouldn't be saying this, but we are tentatively in talks with these private rail car owners to bring a dome car in next summer. We're looking at June of 2017, down through Galesburg, down through Macomb, and down to Quincy. So we are hoping to do that in June of 2017. So I can keep you and your listeners updated. Or if they want to go to our website at railrangers.org, and if they want to send me their email address, we do have a newsletter. So we really hope to do a trip to Quincy. Maybe we can have you on or be back on your show. And if that comes to fruition, we should know about January if we're going to be coming through Macomb and Quincy itself.
Well, I would welcome, the minute you're ready to make the announcement, I want to be on the first-to-know list, that's for sure.
Okay, now, I'd love to come back. Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to come to Quincy, too.
Well, that'd be great. Come on over. Amtrak has a regular domed car, and they have put that on Quincy service every once in a while, kind of as an added treat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a modern domed car.
Yep, that's actually it's a historic 1955 car, and it's the last one that remains in the Amtrak fleet. It's called Ocean View, and it goes all over the country. We had the chance to ride that down to Quincy, but it's restored. It is modern, like you say, because it has a lot of modern amenities. It's not restored to look like a 1955 car.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was more modern, but you're saying that's actually from 1955. Okay.
It is.
So,
mm-hmm.
Wow. So that comes to Quincy, and they make a little fanfare with that. So you're saying that Amtrak owns that one domed rail car, so they just put it on different routes and service all over the United States and give people a treat every once in a while.
Yeah, right now it's actually running for another week between Chicago and Grand Rapids, so it's here in the Midwest. Most of the time it's out of Los Angeles or Albany, New York, so it's very rare you get a chance to even ride that Amtrak Ocean View Dome.
Wow, that is great. Of course, the Ocean View Dome in the middle of the prairie, I guess, is counterproductive. Let's talk a little bit about the Rail Rangers again and about La Plata, Missouri. Now, I have to tell you, the last time I was in La Plata, Missouri was before any of this rail stuff came to fruition. I used to work as an executive with the Girl Scout organization in Northeast Missouri, and I'd have to travel to, you know, Kirksville and Macon and Brookfield and post outposts. And I used to always stay, because I'm so, you know, thrifty, at a little motel in La Plata. And I got snowed in there one time and had to spend a couple of days in La Plata. And I don't remember there being that much to see and do. So let's talk a little bit about how things have changed with this Rail Heritage Foundation in La Plata. Draw a picture in the mind of our radio audience what La Plata is like for those who haven't been over there for a couple of years.
Well, I wish I lived down in Quincy, because you're only an hour 15 at most away from La Plata. It's a great little town to go to spend a weekend like we're going to. There's so many things to do over there. The American Passenger Rail Heritage Foundation started back in 2008, and part of the organization is the rail-themed depot and its suite. So it's a rail-themed hotel, and it's really the nicest hotel in town. They have all the amenities of a nice, maybe a hotel you'd find in a larger city, a swimming pool, continental breakfast, really nice, luxurious rooms. They have four suites as well. So it's a great place to stay. And then there's tons of rail things to do around the town. There's a lookout point above the tracks, and it's actually going through a refurb right now, thanks to folks' donations. It's going to get heating, air conditioning, paneled sides, and it overlooks the tracks. So the people who enjoy watching the freight train speed by, you can head out there. You can bring, there's a grill out there, so you can have a cookout at dinner. There's a rail-themed art gallery. It's called the Silver Rails Gallery. One of the few rail-themed art galleries in the entire country is in your listing area there. There's also a event center. A lot of folks will in the area will have their wedding at the Silver Rail Event Center. And there's a couple of old Amtrak cars you can go in, and it's basically a museum. It's an Amtrak history exhibition, and you can see memorabilia from the past 45 years of Amtrak.
You know, I'm feeling guilty because, you know, I haven't been to Kirksville in a very long time, much less La Plata, so I need to make sure I get over there and see all of this. And maybe, folks, if you're kind of got your curiosity piqued and you'd like to take these excursions, again, there is a three-day excursion, September 9th, 10th, and 11th, leaving from Chicago, but you can hop on in Fort Madison or Galesburg if that's closer for you, goes to La Plata, and then returns back to Chicago after the overnight stays. There's also a one-day excursion on October 1st from Chicago to La Plata. That one has an observation platform car, so you can go out, stand on the back, pretend you're Harry Truman, just slow down maybe to go through the towns. It's a great way to see the country. It really is by rail. It's a totally different experience than driving in a car. So again, if you want more information, railrangers.org, railrangers.org. I imagine that you will have enthusiasts from all over the United States coming for this, I imagine, right?
Yeah, we've sold more than half the seats already. And, yeah, we have people all over the country because, like I said, this is a very rare thing. It costs a lot to put these excursions on between the insurance and then the coordination between the freight railroads and then Amtrak, and there's a lot of organizations and paperwork that has to be done for these trips. So it's really rare that we have the opportunity to do these. And I do also mention, besides our website, we're also on Facebook. So if you go over there and give us a like at the Rail Rangers on Facebook, we'll also update you on any future trips that we're going to do.
Well, it just sounds fantastic, and I want to thank you for spending so much time with us and letting our audience know about this. Again, tickets are going very, very quickly. It's really, you know, a very rare opportunity. The first one, a domed glass railroad car. So when you sit, you know, you can just sit and look out from the domed glass area and see the world pass you by. That's September 9th, 10th, and 11th, and it includes your meals and your excursions down to Marceline to the Walt Disney Home and Farm, a two-night stay in the hotel, of course, the trip, a lot of amenities included. That's $699 per person. And then the one on October 1st is $320 per person. It's just a one-way fare from Chicago to La Plata, but you can catch the regularly scheduled Amtrak on the way back, I'm sure. And how often does the train stop in La Plata? Like here in Quincy, we have two outgoing trains a day. What number of outgoing trains a day does La Plata have?
There's only one going west. It goes from Chicago, stops in La Plata, and goes all the way to Albuquerque and Los Angeles. And then they have one eastbound that starts in Los Angeles, Albuquerque. It stops in La Plata, goes on to Chicago. So they only have one each direction.
So it's good that you have that, though. I mean, because right out there in the middle of nowhere is a chance to hop on the train. And certainly that area would be greatly underserved if it didn't have that stop in La Plata. Has that stop in La Plata always been active?
Yep, it's always been since the 1800s. The depot, which is also part of the tour people will get to do, is from the 1800s. And the train that used to stop there was the Super Chief, and it was the train of the stars, because all the Hollywood stars going from Chicago to Los Angeles would pass through there on the Super Chief train.
Wow. Train travel is certainly a wonderful way to go. Folks, railrangers.org for more information, or like the Rail Rangers on their Facebook page. And we encourage everyone, if you have an interest in the 1940s and 1950s and to see these rail cars restored to that era, this would be the trip to take. What a wonderful, you know, you're always trying to get something for grandma and grandpa, and you never know what to get them because they've got everything. They don't have this. This is a memory you can make with them. So make sure you check out the tickets today. I want to thank you, Robert Taborn, for spending so much time with us. And please, please keep me posted on future excursions. I think it sounds great, and love to hear more about you and your organization on months to come on the Mary Griffith Show. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mary. Hope to be back when we know more about that Quincy trip.
Sounds great. Thank you.